Have you ever been to a yoga class that felt emotionally meaningful? Maybe the teacher told a story at the beginning of class or seemed to effortlessly weave some philosophical idea into the practice. Well, this is called theming, and if it's done well, it may actually seem easy and improvised. However, rest assured, there is a method to the process that you can learn and practice. I'm Rachel Scott, Y-Yoga's Director of Teachers College and Development in Vancouver, BC. This is Tips for Teachers, and today you're going to learn the 7 steps to meaningful theming. Step number 1, select a personal story, an anecdote, or an inspirational event. And usually this is going to be told from your own point of view. Now, keep in mind, you don't want to choose anything that you're still emotionally attached to. My boyfriend broke up with me last night, for example, would not necessarily be a good one, but keep it really simple. So let me give you an example. I eat fast all the time, and I realized today as I ate my lunch, I was thinking about all the work I had to do, and I totally missed the entire experience. Okay, so that's my story. Now you take a moment, turn off the podcast, go ahead and think of a good story, and then we'll meet you back here. Okay, now that you've got your story, step number 2, what is the moral of your story? What did you learn? At this point, you open up the story from the I perspective, and you create a generalization that everyone can relate to. So for example, the moral from my fast eating story might be, you know, we do this all the time in life. We miss the experience because we rush. So the moral of the story is that in order to fully experience the moment, we need to slow down. So now, take a moment and think about your own story. Is there a good moral to it? A good lesson? Okay, put me on pause while you think of it. Step number 3. So how do we apply the moral? This is called the tool. The tool is what we use to incorporate the moral into our lives. So really simply, my tool would be slow down. So take a pause again while you think about what your tool will be. You may have lots of ideas, so just keep it simple. Step number 4. Okay, this is called the bridge. How is this experience of your story similar to what we do in our yoga practice? A really handy segue that I like to use is, this is similar in our yoga practice because we, really obvious, right? Okay, so for my story, I might say, in our practice, we frequently do the same thing. I rush through my practice and I forget to savor the moment and feel my body. Okay, so take a moment now. Can you see a way that your story reveals a behavior that can also be seen in yoga class? Okay, step number 5, intention. So once we've applied this to the yoga practice, now we can set an intention. Simply mine would be, so today we're going to slow down in our asana practice in order to savor the experience. So what would your class intention be? Take a moment and think about it. Step number 6, application. Now choose 2 to 3 resonant places in your sequence that you might highlight the intention that you've created. And if you have a peak pose, definitely do it for the peak. So, for example, in my story, I might invite students to savor their practice in Warrior 2 because maybe we need to take a moment to really feel what our body is telling us. Or if it's a challenging pose, I might say something cheeky like, you know, even if we don't always love what's on our plate, can we still take the time to taste the different flavors? Okay, take a moment and think about a couple places and ways that you might incorporate your intention into the practice. Last step, step number 7, the takeaway. So this is something we want to give our students to chew on as they leave the practice and go back to their daily lives. So before the final ohms, I might say something like, may our practice remind us that even when the world feels hectic and busy, pausing for just a moment can allow us to savor and enjoy the different flavors of our experience. Nourish yourself with your experience. So see if you can find something like that for your own story. Okay, as a final tip, keep it simple. Try it out in your next class and let me know how it goes. You can check out racheloyoga.com for some real-life recordings of class themes and also for a written guide to these 7 steps. I'm Rachel Scott and this has been Tips for Teachers. Enjoy your theming. See you on the mat.